coming to you live from the Q Hall in Hall E. You're listening to Tashi Station Radio on location.
It's so loud.
So loud. It's Brian. There's Nancy.
Hi.
We've got Bria.
Help me.
And the other half of House Organa, Nick.
Hello.
Speak up, Nick. It's loud in here.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And you have to hold the microphone directly.
Yeah,
you
got to really eat the microphone.
Okay. I will eat the microphone. Will provide me air and breath.
Bria, you sound a little torqued.
Don't wear Revan in a hot hallway.
Since this is an audio podcast, we'll describe what Bria is wearing. She is wearing her Darth Revan costume, which is very hot and full of layers and has a mask and a cape. And she's regretting her choices right now, but she looks awesome.
See, we were told it was cold in here last night.
You all lied to me.
I think
we
were lied to.
I'm holding each and every one who lied to me responsible.
So it's day one of celebration. Hooray!
Yay!
Help!
Yeah. We're in line for the digital stage. We slept and took our time and ate breakfast and slept in a bed. And we're going to see the panel soon.
Which panel, Nancy?
I just said we're in line for the J.J. Abrams panel.
I can't hear you over the crowd noise.
No one can hear anything. Doesn't help that. I'm like 5 feet above you all.
Is that a short joke?
Who wore a Revan costume?
You shut your mouth, Brian. I have a lightsaber. I'm not afraid to use it.
So we've seen cosplay so far. We've seen Grand Moff Tarkin eating Fruity Pebbles.
Grand Moff Tarkin digs the Fruity Pebbles.
And we saw a little Ahsoka and a little Ezra and two little Sabines, and they were adorable.
And super adorbs.
Keep an eye out on the blog because we are going to have pictures of this stuff posted.
Yes.
So keep an eye out. And oh, hey, I was on a flight here with those people.
Yes, we were.
Oh.
And, of course, we have Bria dressed as Darth Revan.
I regret all my life choices right now.
But Revan's a boy.
You shut your mouth. Revan is a nice lady of color. Oh, wait, that's why it's perfect for me.
Yes. So, yeah, we are waiting for the J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy panel. We are in the digital stage queue because we weren't about to go line up overnight. What time did people start lining up for this thing yesterday?
8 a.m. Yeah. Apparently.
Yeah.
7:30.
Oh, the other people. The crazy people?
Yeah.
Yeah, the people who started lining up before the line was actually started.
Yeah,
8 a.m. on Wednesday.
If there's one thing Star Wars fans are good at,
it's lines
and waiting in them.
J.J. Abrams did buy pizza for everyone, though.
Yes, and Kathleen Kennedy. The two of them.
Yeah.
They may have gotten pizza, but I got to sleep in a real bed last night.
Well, if we got here earlier, we could have gotten into the main stage, because I think they were still letting people
in.
We
could have,
like,
but I had
6:30.
A hot breakfast.
Yeah.
Waffles! I just needed bacon. There was no bacon this morning.
No bacon?
No bacon. Makes me sad.
I just had donuts, a lot of them.
Also valid.
So what are our plans for today?
Our plans are to watch the panel and freak out.
Yes.
That sounds about right. Actually, before we go too much further, we've got both halves of House Organa on here. Let's talk about that so I can actually get Bria to plug it on the show.
I'm sorry. I don't know what that means.
Talk about the store, Bria.
Fine. That's going to sound really, really great in all of your ears. I am not even sorry. Okay, so House Organa Shop, that's our little Red Bubble store. We created it because we wanted some certain Star Wars shirts and mugs and tote bags, and no one was filling that void, so we decided to. And then it kind of took off because, darn, I missed photobombing it. Sorry, I'm trying to photobomb Brian because he's trying to selfie while doing this podcast. But anyway, so we have our top seller is probably Fanboy Tears mug, right, Nicole?
Yes.
Because it's the best product ever in the history of everything.
Buy your Fanboy Tears mug now.
My mom drank her coffee out of it yesterday.
I mean, it's pretty awesome. I think there's some people around here who would probably attest to it. And actually, if you follow our Twitter, which is House Organa Shop, over the weekend, you may have the opportunity to win some of our stuff, including one of the Fanboy Tears mugs.
and stickers.
Lots of stickers, especially
lots
if you survive the Janus Solo ship wars. If you two survived, come tell me your affiliation.
What?
And I will give you a sticker.
What do I have to do to get a House Jairus? Mine doesn't do that. Sticker.
Not be standing next to me when I tweet about the competition.
Okay. Dang it!
I'll just run over and be like, hi!
So what if we go 20 feet that way?
No.
No?
You
no.
guys could
30.
Maybe wear masks.
No.
40.
No.
Okay.
Brian, you're not eligible for any of it just because I said so.
Aww. Is Nancy?
Maybe.
Why am I not?
Because she hates you.
You got me on this podcast.
You got yourself into this.
Newsflash, Bria is currently very hot and cranky. Sorry, listeners. I'm vaguely sorry.
She's not sorry.
Nick, is there anything else we should say about the shop that you can think of?
That's a good question, Bria. Nothing I can think of right now.
The shop's on Twitter, right?
Yes.
Yes, House Organa Shop. If the easiest way to find our Redbubble shop is to look... Go to the URL we have, which is houseorganishop.tk. Yeah, I think that's it. Did we open any other stuff up yet?
We haven't had a new release since, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
But hopefully in the week after I get back from Celebration, I'll have time to make more
They're
games.
Making us fill up all the dead space.
We need to pause.
We're being moved. Hang on. Can you grab that? I need to pick up my Surface. And we're walking with the spiders.
We're shuffling. Awkwardly shuffling is this four-person conglomerate of
awkwardly
cords.
Shuffle. We're being moved. Hey, this is the first time we've ever done a podcast while in motion.
It's a podcast shuffle. Woo!
So much fun.
Everybody get cozy.
Fill
in I'm already
all
cozy.
Dead spaces.
I can't breathe really well.
This is entertaining podcasting right here. Just a bunch of dead space while
we
all
move. It's like you were there.
We're giving you the audio experience of being at Celebration.
Yeah, and I'm trying my best to stay at the edge of the crowd so that way I have as much breathing room as possible.
You don't need to breathe.
I think we're all the way forward.
I'm concerned that if we move any further forward, I will die. And everyone will die with me because I will fall into someone.
You'll create a singularity and we'll all get sucked in?
Yes. I create the Star Forge.
What about Mortis? Can you create Mortis for us?
Mortis can suck it. Yeah. Sorry to sire Brian Obaki if you're listening to this.
Okay, I think we're good. We can resume a seat.
The other day and threw things at him imaginarily. Bria is now getting her lightsaber piece bonded. You could kill someone with that. Jason Solo. Remember Jason Solo.
Yeah, what about Jason, Nancy?
He cut off Tenelka's arm because he was a butt.
He didn't mean to. It was an accident.
Okay, but then he killed Mara, and that
wasn't
an accident.
Tell us your feelings about lightsaber in the Young Jedi Knights.
It's amazing. Fourth favorite Star Wars book of all time because it's great. Nice positive lessons with characters who have a disability and she learns to move past it. Also, Tenelka is amazing. And a badass. Haters to the left. Or in front of me.
I didn't say I didn't like the books.
Except you don't like the books.
Ooh,
I just don't
sold
have...
out by your wife.
I don't have strong Boom. Feelings either way about them.
Mm-hmm.
I've never read them.
What happened to my... Okay, Brandon has it myself. Okay.
This Sorry, is the best podcast.
I decided to, you know, in the fine tradition of me stripping during podcasts... Took off the cape, and I was concerned about what happened to it in the grand shuffle.
Brandon, your bag / costume bitch is helping.
That's what I do.
He's very helpful.
He is.
It's not my fault I'm helpless in this costume.
Actually, it kind of is, because you're the one who wore it.
Shut your mouth, Nancy.
Yeah, Floor. If you're in a group with Bria, you may be legally obligated to wear pants with cargo pockets.
Okay, I want to point out, I have a bag. I had a retention of carrying the bag. I didn't know we were going to be in this hellhole.
This isn't a hellhole. You're with, like, some of the best
hole?
Star Wars fans in the world.
Oh, no,
I'm not sure how that doesn't make it not a hellhole.
It...
We're all
Nancy,
going to hell together.
The lens camera is on the camera.
This is my first time podcasting, so I don't, like, I keep forgetting people can't see me shrug or nod my head.
But yes, yeah. The visual cues are not very helpful in the podcasting
well,
medium.
Well, now, especially that Brian and I podcast in the same room, like, I'll make faces at him and then realize, oh, wait, people can't see that.
Yeah, it's super helpful when you're podcasting with, like, oh, me, who can't see your little visual cues. And then she sits there going, I don't know what's going on.
And then you start hearing snarls and growling.
Okay, yes. So let's do some wild mass guessing. What are we hoping to, what do we think we're going to see at the panel?
Star
Definitely
Wars.
Not the trailer. Why are we clapping?
I think they're letting people in. Or someone dropped another.
Someone dropped
I
another.
I think someone dropped something. We seem to, like, cheering when people make idiots out of themselves. It's kind of funny.
So even we odds, we get a trailer, right?
Yes.
Better.
Less than even odds. Like, we're getting a damn trailer.
Although
please.
I kind of want to see the riots if we don't get one.
To quote Pierce Hawthorne from Community, if they don't show a trailer, the response will be, let's burn this mother down.
Burn, baby, burn. It'll be like that scene in Agent Carter.
Y'all have to fend for yourselves. Sorry. I'm just
okay. I give 4-1 that we see some of the new cast here today.
If we see Daisy Ridley, I may cry a little.
And did you see Geek K from Twitter had the Rey cosplay on?
I haven't been on Twitter once I heard that like teaser posters had leaked because I don't want to see that on Twitter.
They're kind of lame.
I don't care. Not listening. Not listening. Not listening. I have one word to say about 4chan, and that one
they're
is Brian
more,
says I can't say.
But they're
say.
More like those posters you'd buy at Walmart than like actual nice
lame.
Posters.
Okay, I've got one more set of odds for you. The odds of Harrison Ford showing up, I'm going to put
3,721.
Damn it!
Nice.
And your response is?
This is why I married you.
No, never tell me the odds!
No, wow. But my actual response is this is why I married you.
You hacked that one up, boy.
I know.
Oh, hi! I have a friend who's just talking to me.
Oh, hi! We met someone. Hi.
Hi!
Yes.
Yes, you do. Put her on the mic.
Here, take mine. Okay.
We have my friend Nancy on, not to confuse you.
Hi there, except I'm Nancy with a Y.
Yes. So you are going into the main room.
Apparently so.
Yes.
This was not my intention, but we were going to be here early because we wanted to be here early, and hey, we scored a wristband.
Sweet. So we are talking about that if they don't show a trailer, it's going to be like that scene in Agent Carter. Everyone's going to go crazy.
Possibly, yes. Everyone is expecting it.
Yeah. So what time did you get here?
A little after 5.
Sweet.
Yeah. Which is probably when we would have been here, panel or no panel.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that much of
East Coast time.
Yep.
That's one advantage about going to a con on the West Coast when you're from the East Coast.
Yep.
Is
yep.
You're up before everyone else. So, yeah. So what else are you looking forward to seeing?
Let's see. I'm looking forward to the Empire Strikes Back music panel, like the Undiscovered Music. I can't remember what
today?
Exactly.
Right.
Yes, that's today at 1 or 2 o'clock, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The Ian McDiarmid panel, and then also possibly the Power of Myth panel later tonight.
Yes. And then we will also be trying to see Mark Hamill on Saturday.
Absolutely, I'll
Nancy
be trying to see
was
Mark
my,
Hamill.
Nancy was my line buddy for Mark Hamill at Celebration 5 the first time.
Yep.
And we went nuts.
We kind of did, yes.
It was great. Brian.
It's nice to share the line with someone who yes. shares your obsession.
You can talk, too, on your podcast.
I suppose I can.
So I saw you posting to Twitter and had to come over and
yes.
say hi.
Yay, we like that because yep. we don't want to talk by ourselves all the time.
We really don't.
And then they made us get up and we were moving in while podcasting. It was great.
Walking and podcasting, it's the new trend.
Well, chew gum at the same time.
Yeah. Are you going to try to get any of the exclusives today as well?
Yeah. I'm going to try for the pins at Del Rey.
Yes.
I don't know if those are limited or not. Have they said anything?
I don't think they are.
Okay. Well,
but it's just like there's a different pin every day.
Every day, right.
I want the Saturday pin.
Yes.
Does it have Luke
Although
on
I'm
it?
Also
it's
keen
the
Aaron on
the Jedi pin.
That's why.
I might have liked the book that much, but that was a very nice cover.
It was. a very nice cover.
Today's is A New Dawn, which is also one that I really want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today I will be trying to go to the John Jackson Miller seminar, which I'm very exciting about.
Yeah. That one I think is during the music panel, so that one I'm going to have to miss. But I am trying to do his signing right here, the first thing. I think it's at 11.
Cool.
And then I'm going to the store, which means I'm going to wait in line forever. But I need a slug in a box. I need it.
Yes, absolutely. The space slug Jack in a box. I am going to Her Universe. Mm-hmm. And then Think Geek. And then the store.
Yeah, my first step is getting to Think Geek because I need a bag of holding because everything is currently in a Best Buy plastic bag.
Very stylish Best
Buy. Why do you have the Best Buy bag, Brian?
I have a Best Buy bag because we had a mishap at TSA flying over yesterday.
I heard.
I broke his computer.
It was actually pretty impressive. There are chunks of the screen missing.
Wow.
Oh, no.
If you're going to break it, go big or go home.
So I had to buy a new laptop while flying on the plane and then go pick it up at a nearby Best Buy yesterday.
We live in the future.
We do live in the future.
Hey, Brian, if you needed a bag, you know where you could have gotten one from? House Organa Shop.
Well,
ones about very useful trays and how cool girls don't get explosions.
I do have a backpack I brought with me, but I wanted to go get that ThinkGeek Messenger bag because it's full of pockets.
I'm just saying. Our tote bags are pretty rad. Three people standing in our group have them on us right now.
This episode of Tosche Station Radio has been brought to you in part by House Organa. House Organa, that was a really useful tray.
I have that on a t-shirt.
House.
I am. Hi.
If you didn't hear that, Bria just said, oh, you're you. A very truly descriptive
House Organa.
Phrase.
Mine doesn't do that.
Very nice to meet you.
Yes.
You too.
Star Wars, bringing people together. Lines, bringing people together.
This is how you meet your new best fandom buddy, just waiting in line
this
for
is how
something.
You meet your internet friends, too.
This is how you meet your internet friends. Hello, internet friends.
I think that was the first time we met each other at Celebration 5.
It was, I think, face-to-face.
Live Journal friends. Remember Live Journal, everyone?
Live Journal, a tool for the most civilized age.
I miss
the
Live
dark
Journal.
Places, Brian. We don't go back to the dark places. No matter how much they try and bribe us, we don't go back. You can never go back.
But the friends lock was not clumsy like
a
mute button.
We just saw a family walk by with matching homemade Star Wars shirts.
Aww.
It was adorable.
I love this. The people watching is excellent.
I know. We saw little tiny Ezra and Sabine, brother and sister. And Ezra posed with his slingshot. He was all excited.
That is too much.
Yeah. Then we saw little Ahsoka and Grand Moff Tarkin eating Fruity Pebbles.
Oh.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So, hey, I read the Servants of the Empire books on
the
plane coming over. Made the trip go much faster, but those are really good.
Aren't they?
I did not doubt, but those were good.
Everyone
Nancy is glaring at me right now.
Oh.
Tiny Ahsoka. There's another Tiny Ahsoka.
No problem. Oh, that's the Ahsoka we saw.
Oh, that's the Ahsoka we ran into.
So cute.
Sorry, we're people watching right now. This is great podcasting.
See, when people complain that Celebration would be less special because they're live streaming a bunch of it, they must have never gone to a convention before because seeing the costumes and interacting with the fans
is most of the fun. We're right in the corral, right where they're sending people down.
So it's like we got a red carpet of costuming going by. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, Brian, how do you feel about this?
You don't have a microphone. No one can hear you, Bria.
Hey, Bria, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing Darth Revan with all the hottest armor in the galaxy right now.
Is that Blast Tech? Is that Blast Tech?
Hell no.
Alrighty, I will see you guys around.
Yes.
All right, thanks for joining us, Nancy.
I guess I'll take this back. Fine.
Yay.
Boy, this is more aimless than our podcasts normally are.
This is what happens when you have an overheated Bria and you give her a microphone. On the other hand, there's not much more I can strip right now.
The good news is they're going to start loading the digital stage at 8:30.
What time is it now?
8:05.
Okay.
So you're almost there, Bria. You're almost there.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
Loosen up.
Oh, just skim the surface.
Can we stop podcasting now?
Yes, please. we can stop for now, and we'll get this uploaded later.
Yeah, I'm sure we will be raiding in more lines.
Yes, we
later
will.
On.
Again, coming to you from the Hall EQ area. This is Tosche Station Radio. Check back with you soon.
Bye.